What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take our first look for this week, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The strike of teachers in the official sector ended on the 2nd of December with the signing of an agreement by the representatives of 26 teachers' unions with the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, which contains several points which were debated for a space of 14 hours between both parties. Humberto Montero, spokesperson for the Paraguanese Teachers Association and one of the signatories of the agreement, indicated that the school calendar remains until the 29th of December. He added that they will comply with the commitment agreed in the document by the end of the school year. The situation in which education finds itself at this moment is due to the bad decisions of this government, Montero added. The document, which bears the signature of the Minister of Education, Maruja Corday de Villalobos, and the representatives of the unions, the educators commit to restarting classes today, Monday, the 4th of December. The agreement details that the recovery of academic content must be prioritised using various pedagogical strategies, favouring the levelling and recovery process culminating on December the 29th of this year. In addition, educational centres with graduating students will make the pertinent adjustments in coordination with the regional directorates and educational communities, graduating activities, levelling and academic recoveries, and others. In fact, the document MEDUCA undertakes not only to take economic, administrative and disciplinary reprisals against educators, regardless of their status of appointment, vocational instructors, supervisors, directors, telebasic, commissioners, teachers, students and all staff, administrative staff who participated in the strike. Another agreed point is that the MEDUCA, together with the Ombudsman's Office and the teachers' unions, will request the Ministry of Government to install a commission in order to ventilate and follow up on cases related to administrative justice of teachers during this period. MEDUCA will also create a commission with the unions, whose first meeting will be on the 16th of December, to present proposals for a post-mortem recognition of the murdered teachers and make visible the support that their loved ones require. In one of its points, the agreement states that the directors of educational centres, department and levelling coordinators, in coordination with educators, may carry out flexibility actions aimed at strengthening the levelling and recovery of learning from the third quarter to through the curricular adjustments to the programmatic contents and other actions aimed at achieving educational purposes in accordance with Executive Decree 68 of the 22nd of December of 2022 and the actions agreed upon in the document. The Minister of Education committed to the teachers to formalise before the competent authorities a request for the inclusion of the teaching unions as observers in the process of orderly closure of the mine of Minera, Panama. The teachers have not taught classes now since last November the 23rd, when they went on strike in rejection of Law 406, which approved the contract between the state and the Canadian company First Quantum Minerals. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, travelled to the United States on Sunday afternoon, and this is to undergo control and evaluation exams at MD Anderson, a medical institution and research centre which is dedicated to the treatment of cancer, which is located in Houston, Texas. This was reported by the Presidency of the Republic in a statement. The Panamanian president, 70 years of age, will undergo a new medical evaluation due to the myelodysplastic syndrome that was diagnosed last year. It's been reported. The medical examinations will take place on Monday, today, the 4th of December, while the President Cortizo will return to the country on Tuesday, tomorrow, the 5th of December. The President of Panama travelled to the city of Houston in the company of the First Lady Yasmin Colon de Cortizo. Following the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice in relation to Law 406 of 2023, it is imperative that a series of steps and processes be quickly taken that establish the basis to carry out an orderly and responsible closure of operations mining in the district of Donoso in the province of Colón. This was expressed by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP. This was on their, in their Sunday column, the Chamber of Opinions, of this 3rd of December, where it raises some observations after the plenary session of the court declared the law 406 of December the 20th and October of 23, which adopted the contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama, is unconstitutional. Given the complexity of this process that requires ample time and a significant investment, it is urged to immediately define the steps that will lead us towards an ideal scenario, said the organisation, led by Adolfo Fabrega. The business union pointed out that in the absence of a studied and agreed-upon action plan, it is necessary to urgently activate a multi-sector technical committee led by individuals of recognised credibility and supported by various civil groups. Said committee must carry out a process where a comprehensive action plan is defined in environmental, legal and economic aspects. Furthermore, it is essential that it has the corresponding legitimacy so that its decisions are binding, stressed the CCIAP, that highlighted that this is an eminently technical matter that must be addressed seriously and quickly. In fact, the union indicated that this matter must be organized in a matter of days so that the country quickly has a clear route of what should happen, so that the outcome is not an environmental disaster or the illegal exploitation of areas such as it has happened in other countries. The CCIAP also highlighted that in addition to addressing the future of mining activity, it is essential to consider a recovery plan for the affected economic sectors, as well as for students who have experienced delays and the country's international reputation that has been harmed. In turn, it is necessary to design a preparation plan for the potential loss of investment grade and its future recovery, they indicated. The unanimous decision was that was communicated by the magistrates in recent days had the country in expectation, since the approval of the aforementioned law and publication in the Official Gazette on the 20th of October, Panama was immersed in an economic and social crisis conditioned by road blockages and demonstrations at the national level. As announced by the full court, the controversial rule violates 25 articles of the Constitution. The cruise season that began at the end of October and lasts now until April of 2024 has several peculiarities this year, and that is that some companies have decided to return to Panama and have their base port or home port for tours of the Caribbean, and not only as a stopover of the voyage in Colón and Amador. On Saturday, the 2nd of December, the Royal Caribbean International ship Rhapsody of the Seas arrived in Colón, offering 7-night tours of, this is from the Panamanian port, including destinations such as Aruba, Bonaire and Curaçao from Colón, Panama, and also from Cartagena, Colombia. We are happy to return to Latin America this year, where we will be until April of next year, 2024, with an adventure that allows our guests to enjoy a great vacation without having to travel to the United States or have a visa, said Alberto Muñoz, Associate Vice President of Latin America and the Caribbean, Royal Caribbean International. He explained that they adapted the service offering to the preferences and needs of the Latin market, from more Spanish-speaking crew, more dancing options and extended hours in Adventure Ocean, the children's space during the night. The itinerary will have some thematic outings, one of them focused on meeting people under the concept of singles and friends, with the journey that departed from Colón on the 2nd of December. The ship is currently in Cartagena to continue its journey through the Caribbean. Representatives of Royal Caribbean International indicated that the arrival of Rhapsody reinforces the upward trend of cruises to the destination of Panama, which registered a 557.1% increase in the arrival of cruise passengers in the first quarter of 2023. According to data from the Panama Tourism Authority, between January and March of this year, when the 2022-23 cruise season was in progress, 188,114 cruise passengers arrived in the country, compared to the 28,628 that were received in the first quarter of 2022, when they were activating or reactivating some routes after the pandemic. The administrator of the ATP, Denise Guillen, said that this week that although 10 cruise operations had been lost for the 23-24 season due to the protests, others are maintained and operations are increasing, such as the arrival of Royal Caribbean as a home port on Saturday, the 2nd of December, and the arrival of Norwegian Cruises Line, which is also expected the other week with the Norwegian Joy that will be in Amador but ends in Miami on December the 16th and will be the last boarding in Panama for this season. Guillen also said that by January of 2024, the Amador cruise port in the Panamanian Pacific will be fully equipped. Well, we were talking about the education issue earlier on. Well, educators from the official sector, who were on strike up until the 23rd of October as a protest measure against the law endorsing the contract between Panama State and Minera, will return to the classroom starting course today, Monday. And in view of this, the National Directorate of Transit Operations, DNOT, announced the lane reversal operations that will be carried out. These operations will generally be in the northern, western and central sectors of the city, reported Ronnie Robinson from the DNOT. Lieutenant Robinson explained that this is how this road operation will work. Starting at 4 a.m, that's today, from the Arihan-La Chorrera Highway, Arihan-Cabecera, West Panama. In the Los Pueblos area, Juan Diaz, the operation begins at 5 a.m. until the Balboa area. While from the northern area, the plan begins at 5:30 a.m. from Villa Zaita, culminating towards the city centre at 6 a.m. Later, that is from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m, the operation is towards the western area. There we go, there's our look, some of the news stories for you on this Monday morning, compiled for you on today's programme.